Morning, everybody. This is Martin Ellis speaking. I would like to welcome you to our Q3 conference call. Thank you very much for your interest and for listening in. I'm here with Jonas Olin, our CFO, and also Anders Antonsson, our Head of Investor Relations. If you would like to go to page two of our presentation, titled Continued Improved Earnings. This is a summary of what we have achieved last quarter. We have seen continued organic sales growth. As you know, we are a market leader in Northern Europe within the waterproofing market. That hasn't changed, of course, in the third quarter. We have a strong brand portfolio, as you know, in our different countries and geographies. In the quarter, we've achieved 4% organic growth. We have sales of 527 million Swedish crowns versus 505 million in the third quarter of last year. We have achieved sales of 1.373 billion Swedish crowns in the first 9 months of this year, which obviously is also higher than the 9 months of 2015. We've been able to increase our EBIT before items affecting comparability in the third quarter 2016. We've reached 85 million Swedish krona there versus 73 million last year. We have an even bigger improvement if you take all the first 9 months of 2016, 181 million SEK versus 143 million. Our operating cash flow decreased compared to last year's third quarter. We had 80 million SEK this year versus 109 million SEK last year. You will hear, obviously, comments from Jonas on this item. We've a very significant increase in earnings per share, 3.04 SEK per share versus 1.07. Again, Jonas might comment on that, but quite simply, there was a lot of extraordinary charges last year linked to the IPO, which come into play here because we are including all items affecting comparability in this figure. When you look at the first 9 months of this year, we have reached 5.36 Swedish crowns per share versus 3.09 last year. On the next page, you have some graphic information which shows you our sales and EBIT performance over the last 2 years, basically quarter by quarter. We have again managed to have a record quarter, a record third quarter in our history, obviously leading to a record first 9 months in our history also. We have grown our sales, as I mentioned, by 4% in local currency, and there has not been a currency effect overall in our figures, third quarter 2016 versus 2015. Net sales are 527 million. The growth in sales has been driven by very good sales continuing in Denmark, a good sales increase in Finland, 7%, and also a 5% increase in Norway, 6% in local currency. The overall performance was impacted by a 9% decrease in our Swedish sales figures. The explanation for that I will give you on the next slide. I would also like to mention that last year was particularly strong in Sweden, but there's a number of reasons which are linked to overall demand in the building and construction sector in Sweden, which has negatively impacted us. You have also seen that probably in comparable companies who have already published their figures for the third quarter. operating profit, EBIT before items affecting comparability, increased by 16% versus last year in the quarter, and by 27% when you look at the first 9 months. And earnings per share, I've already mentioned previously, 3.04 Swedish crown per share, which obviously is a significant increase to last year. Turning to page four, you can see one of the elements which we believe has impacted negatively our sales in Sweden. And the graph and the line you can see here depicts the impact of the changes the Swedish government has introduced in its ROT program. ROT basically is a help the Swedish government created for individual homeowners, a tax benefit which is linked to refurbishing and extending houses. And that program has been changed. It's been diminished. And on the graph, you can see the impact of demand which this change has generated. So there's been a general, quite sharp drop in demand in this type of housing projects in Sweden. And that explains about at least half of the sales reduction we've registered in Sweden. The two other elements being, as you've probably maybe heard in our second quarter report already, a decrease in sales to infrastructure projects, and also a small decrease in our EPDM rubber product sales in the Swedish market. With that, I hand it over to Jonas. He will speak about the financials starting on page five.
Thank you, Martin. As Martin just said, we have the strongest third quarter ever for the Nordic Waterproofing Group. Both operating segments, both the products and solutions, but also the installation services, are actually contributing to the increased sales and EBIT in the quarter. The sales of 527 million in the quarter transforms to 1.788 billion Swedish crowns on a rolling 12-month basis, comparable with the full year figure last year of 1,720 million. EBIT before items affecting comparability, 85 million, only impacted a little bit by the items affecting comparability, less than 1 million, compared to previous year, 73 million. On a rolling 12-month basis, we are currently at 220 million Swedish crowns. I would also like to point out the net financial items. It's actually positive in the period, and this is due to an intercompany receivable within the group from the time of the group was founded in 2011. There are structural loans within the company, and this actually has given an unrealized gain in the Swedish mother entity by 5 million in the quarter and 12 million year-to-date basis. We'll move over to slide number six, which shows the development in the segment products and solutions. We increased the net sales by 2% compared to the previous year quarter, 387 million compared to 381 million. And as Martin said, we have positive development in especially in Denmark, and Sweden is slightly decreasing 9%. I would say that about half of that figure comes from ROT, the sales channel, do-it-yourself, and the infrastructure, smaller sales, somewhat increasing sales in the infrastructure segment, as well as EPDM in Sweden, explains the other half. Profit 78 million compared to 72 million last year, which is up 8% compared to last year. We move to slide seven, installation services. This is primarily the Finnish business being consolidated, where we have the roofing business. It's up 13% compared to last year in sales, 167 million compared to 148 million. It's primarily growing in the Helsinki area, and the Finnish order book is up 18% in Swedish crowns, 15% in local currency at the end of the third quarter. Also, we have the income from the Danish franchise companies. They also continue to show strong performance, so both the Finnish and Danish business is contributing to the increased profit in this segment. In slide number eight, this is a summary of the growth. As Martin said, 4% in the period, and notably, there are no currency effect in the quarter. We have had a somewhat different development of the currencies following the Brexit. The euro, the Danish, and the Norwegian crown have strengthened during the third quarter, but the British pound, where we also have some sales in the Sileco business, is offsetting this strengthening of the currency. Moving to slide nine and the items affecting comparability. We have almost zero cost in the period, adjusting our P&L. But remember that in the third quarter last year, we had items connected to the listing of the company and the CEO change, as well as a provision for the product introduction last year. So last year was affected by 32 million. But this year is a clean statement. Slide number 10 is showing our seasonal variations. If you compare the development from the third quarter up till now, third quarter last year up till now, my main comment to this slide is that we had a favorable winter weather conditions during last winter, fourth quarter and also the first quarter. And considering the winter we have seen in Stockholm, for instance, in Sweden last year, just a reminder that winter weather will affect us if winter comes early, if it's here to stay. Moving over to the balance sheet on slide 11, my main comment in this case is actually the net debt ratio compared to equity, down at 0.1 times the equity. And if we also look at net debt in relation to EBITDA, we're at 0.5 at this stage. A very strong balance sheet continues. And then my last slide from the financial point of view, the operating cash flow. We've had temporary variations in the development during the third quarter. So the cash flow was 80 million compared to 109 million the previous year. This is affected by higher profit, 13 million, and at the same time accruals at the end of the quarter by 11 million last year, affecting this development, compared to previous year. Working capital is 31 million higher, except for the IPO accruals compared to last year. About half of this is connected to increased sales, accounts receivables in the installation services segment, and the other half is split about 50-50 between higher net working capital in Norway due to higher sales and also Sileco sales in Turkey, which is project based, which longer credit terms. So Martin, I hand over to you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jonas. Moving on to page 13, you can see the recap of our growth strategy, the avenues we want to use to grow our group. Briefly, number one is to make Norway a success by replicating what we do in the three other main countries, to grow our rubber product platform in relevant European markets, to continue to strengthen and broaden our product portfolio and to expand into potentially new segments, and to achieve most of that, merger M&A acquisitions is an important way to get there. Obviously, continue focus on operational excellence. Now, in this quarter, as you realize, we have not made any acquisition, but we are active in seeking interesting targets, and we have a pipeline of a number of acquisition opportunities where we are now discussing or going through due diligence processes. And we are quite confident that in the next year, in the maybe in the last quarter of this year, but certainly in the next year, we'll be able to actually close one or more acquisition. So we are active in that respect and confident that we will be successful in increasing our perimeter. The next page, 14, is just a reminder of our financial targets and our dividend policy, and basically we are confirming this, and we have three main principles in terms of sales growth, profitability, and capital structure, where we want to be, what sort of area we are comfortable in, and we've certainly achieved in the third quarter further progress toward these goals. And our dividend policy is obviously unchanged. We intend to distribute at least 50% of our net income. Last page, 15, the outlook for the rest of the year. We are now confident that we will meet our growth targets, and we are also confident now that we will achieve an increase in our EBIT before items affecting comparability of approximately 15%. At our last call, we were confident to predict at least 10%. The key reason why we have upgraded our estimate is really that we are further ahead in the year. We are more confident about the demand picture. And I would like to emphasize again the point Jonas touched upon, is that the fourth quarter of the year for us is the most unpredictable. Because of the inset of winter. If there's an early inset of winter, as we've seen in Sweden and to some extent in Finland already this year at the beginning of this month, then sales can be impacted quite significantly. If the winter is late and very mild, like we've seen last year at the end of 2015, then obviously that is an exceptionally favorable factor for our sales growth. So this is what we had to say. Thank you very much for listening to us. And now we can proceed to questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. Please hold until we have the first question. And our first question comes from the line of Kenneth Toll from Carnegie. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yeah, so when you did the IPO, I remember we talked about this provision of a product introduction that you took in Q3 of last year. So what has happened with that issue over the summer? Have there been any, what happened then?
Yeah, basically this concerned a new type of rubber product, which is actually a bitumen-coated rubber product, which only one competitor in Europe is manufacturing today, so a fairly innovative and well-accepted product in the market, with which we had some quality problems upon installation. And we are not totally sure the installation was badly done or the product needs to improve, but what we've decided to do is to improve the product internally to make it even more installation friendly, if you like, and that effort has been going on and looks positive at this point in time. The reason we have not reduced our provision is that potential claims in that type of situation can come quite late in the life of the product. It can be 1 or 2 or 3 years before any additional damage would show up. So we consider that it's way too early to reduce our provision at this time. But the on the ground, there hasn't been any additional problems generated through this product since we last spoke.
Okay. And then in installation services, your order intake was a bit weak in this quarter, but that has mainly to do with the tough comparisons. You don't see that as a new trend that the market in Finland is softening or anything like that?
No, absolutely not. We think this is due to a very strong, obviously, as you say, a steep comparison compared to previous quarters and probably a natural stabilizing of the market after a strong pickup in the first 6 months of this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Emmy Östlund from ABG. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, good morning. So we just had a question on, you had a slightly weaker product and solution sales in Sweden, and I think you answered that 50% of that was due to a slower DIY market and the ROT reduction. But we were wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on sort of the impact and why it's so large and how you think that it will develop going forward.
Yeah, we think it is significant, of course. It's not a huge downturn in our sales figure either, I would argue. It's difficult to predict what is going to happen next because right now we are on a downtrend, as you have seen in the statistic we showed, which is public interest. For at this time, you can't say that this trend has run its course. So we might anticipate a further decrease in general demand in that area.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And as another reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. Okay, there appear to be no further questions. I return the conference to you.
Thank you very much for listening. We very much appreciate your interest, and we're going to continue to work hard at Nordic Waterproofing to improve our results further in the future. There will be an interim report January to December 2016 on the 14th of February 2017. So if you were kind enough to put that into your agendas. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. This now